This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. At about 8:30 this morning, Entergy representatives say managers gathered as many staff members as possible together at the Vermont Yankee nuclear plant and gave them the news. The power plant would be closing down. The company cites a natural gas market that has created lower wholesale energy prices and the high cost of running Vermont Yankee as two major reasons to cease operation. The plant will remain open through the end of its current fuel cycle, shutting down at the end of 2014, according to the company. The plant will be decommissioned under the monitoring of the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Today on the program, we're going to get reaction from key players in the fight over the future of Vermont Yankee, including Vernon Representative Mike Hebert and Governor Peter Shumlin. We're also interested in hearing your reaction. Best place to put those is on the Vermont Edition Facebook page or at vpr.net. And our number is 1-800-639-2211. That's 1-800-639-2211. As we go live at noon, we've had a couple of press conferences this morning. Governor Shumlin gave a press conference of his own. We also heard from the Entergy Corporation, which is giving a press conference today at noon. I spoke about an hour ago with Entergy's Bill Mole. Mole is the president of Entergy Wholesale Commodities. Basically, he heads the unit that runs all of the region's nuclear plants, including Indian Point and Fitzpatrick in New York, and Pilgrim in Massachusetts, as well as Vermont Yankee. When we talked, Mole delineated Entergy's decision-making process behind the shutdown.
Simply put, it's a situation of financial viability. So as you think about it, from a bigger picture perspective, it has gotten to the point where the cost associated with running that facility exceed the revenues. As we look into the future, we don't believe the economics for that plant are sustainable. And really, there's three key drivers as you think about that. One is obviously the impact of low natural gas prices due to the impacts of shale gas, which have resulted in lower natural gas prices, lower wholesale energy prices. That's one component. The second component is, as I mentioned, the cost of the facility. Vermont Yankee is the smallest facility, nuclear facility that we own. 605 megawatts has the least economies of scale. But we're also seeing the effects of cumulative regulation. So the various regulations that are imposed on the plant and the resulting increases in cost. And lastly, there are just fundamental design flaws in the wholesale market in New England, so which really have resulted in artificially suppressed capacity and energy prices. And so that's really what was behind the decision. It's that straightforward.
None of those are new. We've known about the fact that this is a plant that wasn't making money for you for a while now. Similarly, we've been looking at fluctuations in the energy market and specifically in relation to low natural gas prices for at least a year or two now. Why fight so hard in court and make this decision now?
Well, obviously, we believe we have the right to operate the facility. But it's truly the economics. And so when you say, why make that decision now, is we look at every asset we hold and we evaluate, should we hold and optimize, should we sell it, or should we shut it down? And as we looked at that and we looked at the, you know, future costs associated with operating the facility and the markets that we participate in, as in addition to low natural gas prices, it has become very clear that this plant will not be profitable, and therefore we made the decision at this point to shut it down.
But you spent several million dollars in court fees that now we know Vermont isn't going to have to pay back.
Again, this decision was not due to the operations of the plant, ongoing litigation, or political pressure.
Sure.
It's simply an economic decision.
But I mean, I just want to get to the bottom here of why make that economic decision now when the factors you mention are ones that have been out there for the past year or two at least.
Well, really, you know, as you work through anything, you are trying to refine your point of view on what could happen in the markets with natural gas prices. And we have come to the conclusion that none of those are going to change enough to allow us to continue to operate that facility. And so it's really our point of view of how we look into the future. And again, we're in a simple situation where costs exceed revenues.
Is nuclear in general a viable power source moving forward, given your economic concerns about low natural gas prices and, at least in this region, the low energy prices?
Well, we certainly believe that nuclear is a critical component to our portfolio. And so while we've made a decision on Vermont Yankee, we remain committed to having nuclear in our generation portfolio for our entire corporation. I do think that, Vermont Yankee is not the only unit that's challenged, that we will need to see some improvements in terms of how these markets operate. And, you know, for example, ISO New England has a stakeholder group that is working through and trying to resolve some of these issues. I believe they understand that there's some flaws that need to be resolved in order to have a robust, sustainable market.
And ISO New England, the owners of the New England Power Grid?
Correct.
Do you think then that Entergy could be shutting down some of its other nuclear power plants? Is that something you're looking at Indian Point or Pilgrim?
Well, we always assess our assets on an ongoing basis. We have no current plans to shut down any other facilities. Each of them has unique characteristics. I think our challenges at Indian Point are well known, but we are fighting very hard to relicense that facility, and that facility operates in a completely different market. And we believe we will get that facility relicensed. As it relates to Pilgrim is a slightly larger facility and has some different characteristics than VY. So we will continue to assess that, but we currently have no plans right now to shut down any of our other merchant nuclear facilities.
What's the timeline for decommissioning Vermont Yankee?
Well, what we will do is we will go through a process. So during the period from now, until we plan to shut down the facility in the fourth quarter, we will be preparing an NRC filing. Once we make that filing, we will then undergo a site-specific study, which will then provide more granularity on the details of the cost associated with decommissioning the facility. And at that point, we will have a better idea of the timeline required. But currently, we plan to use the safe store option as it relates to that decommissioning process.
And does Entergy have enough money in the decommissioning pool to accomplish all of this?
At this point in time, we are fully funded according to NRC requirements. And so we need to go through that site-specific study to really get a more granular look at all the requirements and the funding associated with those to really answer that question correctly. So that will be something that, you know, according to NRC regulations, we have to have that completed 2 years after shutdown. We are hoping that we can do that in a shorter period of time, but it's really going to be reliant on that study and that analysis. Obviously, this is a very tough day for the employees at Vermont Yankee. They're a very talented and dedicated workforce. They've done a great job of operating that facility. And so while I realize we have a number of issues to work through, I want to ensure you we want to work through those constructively. But right now, my focus is really on those employees and the impact it has to their family and their communities. And we want to make sure we do the right thing for all of them.
Were you the one who actually made the announcement this morning to the workers at Vermont Yankee?
Yes, myself. I was the one who provided the news of the shutdown. I was there with our chief nuclear officer, Jeff Forbes, and the site vice president, Chris Wamser.
When you looked at all those workers, what did their faces reveal?
Well, as you can appreciate, it's a range of emotions. There were tears. There were heads down. There were people probably in disbelief.
Well, Bill, thank you very much for speaking with us today on such a busy day. I appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity.
That's Bill Mole, president of Entergy Wholesale Commodities, the business unit that's in charge of managing all of the company's merchant nuclear plants. We're talking today about the shutdown of Vermont Yankee, the announced shutdown to come at the end of 2014. If you have thoughts on that, please go to the Vermont Edition Facebook page. You can post them there or at vpr.net. Or you can call 1-800-639-2211. That's 1-800-639-2211. And let's turn right now to Governor Peter Shumlin. Governor Shumlin, thanks for taking the time to join us.
Thanks for having me, Jane.
Was this a surprise to you?
Well, you know, I wouldn't say it's a surprise. Anyone that's been following, as Bill Mould just explained, the economics of these aging nuclear plants in New England knows that that they're not economically viable. You know, I spoke with both Bill Mould, who's the president of Entergy Nuclear, and the new CEO, Leo Denault, of Entergy Louisiana. And, you know, they've made the right decision. They've made the right decision for Vermont. They've made the right decision for Entergy. And what I said to them in those conversations was that, you know, we've obviously had very strong disagreements in the past about the future of the plant. But our job now is to work together with Entergy, with the other governors that are impacted by this. I also spoke this morning with Governor Maggie Hassan of New Hampshire and with Governor Deval Patrick of Massachusetts. Let's remember that of the 650 hardworking employees in Vernon, roughly 35% live in the state of Vermont, and the rest live in either most of them live in either New Hampshire or Massachusetts. And we're going to all pledge to work together to get our rapid response teams into the plant immediately. Entergy's invited us to do that from all three states and find a good economic future for the hardworking employees. That's who my heart goes out to, and I know the rest of Vermonters join me.
We actually got a question about that. Mark says, how does Governor Shumlin think this news of a loss of up to 630 Vermont Yankee jobs somewhere in 2014 compares to the recent IBM layoffs of over 400? Which, in your mind, is a more troubling set of job losses, and which do you think Vermont will have a harder time overcoming?
Well, you know, my job as governor is to overcome all job losses and to grow jobs, and we've been doing that. I mean, we've got a good story to tell. As you know, we have one of the lowest unemployment rates in America. I've focused on job creation like a laser, and we're getting results, but we've got more work to do. And obviously, companies change. The difference between, VY and IBM, the examples you raise, is that, you know, these are incredibly dedicated employees. I was born and raised in Windham County. I've lived there all of my life, and I raised my kids there. And I, you know, a lot of these folks are friends of mine, and it's going to have a huge impact on them. But you also have to understand that they went in with their eyes wide open. As disappointing, as tearful, as tough as this is, it's a little different to take a job with a plant that you know has license was supposed to expire in 2012 and it was supposed to be decommissioned than it is with someone like IBM who, you know, obviously is here for the duration. So these employees are smart people. They knew that the state of Vermont very much wanted the plant, the aging plant, closed down. Entergy has now made the conclusion that that's the right thing to do. And now my job as governor is to work with the other governors who have pledged to do so to help these folks find great jobs. And the second piece is to work together with Entergy and with the NRC and with our congressional delegations from all three states to ensure that we return it to a greenfield as quickly as possible so that we can use it for other economic development opportunities in Windham County. Those transmission lines are a huge asset. The place, the spot is a huge asset, and we can grow jobs there in the future if we
play our cards right. Does the state own any of that? Entergy owns the land around?
No, Entergy owns the land, but, you know, both the CEO, Leo Denault, and Bill Mould expressed to me a real desire to work together to do the best that we possibly can, not only for the employees, but the future of economic development.
And but does that mean the state buying the land and the transmission lines?
Who knows what it means? What I do know is that it means ensuring that we work together with the NRC, with the federal delegation, to meet the promise of returning it to a greenfield so that we can use it for other economic development opportunities.
Entergy said, as we heard from Bill Mould there, that it has enough money set aside for decommissioning to comply with NRC regulations, but that that's not really likely to cover the actual costs of decommissioning. So how do you work then to ensure that Vermont's not on the hook for those costs, or what portion of it is Vermont going to pay for?
Well, it's important to know that I have long been concerned about the status of the decommissioning fund. It currently has about $580 million in it. As you know, the estimates for full decommissioning and return to greenfield are often much bigger than that. They vary, and we're going to be digging into those numbers with Entergy and with the NRC and with our congressional delegation to get the best outcome that we possibly can. One thing that I insist upon is Vermonters should not be paying for the decommissioning of Vermont Yankee. That was the promise that was made when it was built, and the promise was that the money would be set aside by the owner, that the adequate resources would be there to return it to a greenfield so that we can use it for other economic development opportunities, and I'm going to ensure that the promise is delivered upon.
That's Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin. Governor Shumlin, thanks very much for your reaction. I'm sure we'll hear more from you over the next several months as we move forward with
well,
this
shutdown.
Well, thanks
for having me, Jane.
That's Governor Peter Shumlin. We are talking today about the decommissioning of Vermont Yankee Nuclear Power Plant, which is now set to occur after 2014. The plant is scheduled to be in operation through its current fuel cycle, which will be the end of 2014. Then the plant will be shut down and decommissioned, according to an announcement from Entergy Corporation made this morning, just after all of the staff members at the Vernon plant were informed. If you have reaction, you can give us a call, 1-800-639-2211. That's 1-800-639-2211. Or share your thoughts with us on our Facebook page. Go to Facebook and click on Vermont Edition. We got a note from Savannah in Warwick, Massachusetts, who says, I really hope people will address the job losses. I know we're all concerned about safety, but the economy is about to change around here in Brattleboro. We're going to be hearing from Vernon Representative Mike Hebert in just a moment. Got a note from JD, who says, I had a roommate back in the 70s. His father helped construct Vermont Yankee. He wore a shirt of his father's that said, I survived Vermont Yankee. That was during construction over 40 years ago. Since then, Yankee has had breakdowns, collapses, and leaks. It's time. Let's go quickly to Leo Schiff, calling in from the Safe and Green campaign. Hi, Leo. What are your thoughts?
I'm happy about today's news, but I'm very concerned about the fate of Vermont Yankee in the next 16 months. I think that the Public Service Board ought to continue pursuing denying the certificate of public good so we can have a quicker closure of Vermont Yankee. It is an old plant that is not operating safely now. There was a radiation spike yesterday, and I think we need to close it as soon as possible and not, well, I want our legislators and our governor to not let Entergy off the hook and keep pushing hard to close it sooner than in 16 months. I also want us to go for full decommissioning, the safe store thing. Entergy won't be existing in 60 years to honor its commitment to safe store.
That's Leo Schiff with the Safe and Green campaign sharing his thoughts. Dennis McMahon posted on Facebook, as a supporter of Vermont Yankee who took public stands in political campaigns, I was disappointed in Entergy's lack of communications with supporters and basically impolite behavior. As I warned folks who were in the business of working for Vermont Yankee, the failure to pay attention to little things bespoke a corporate culture which could mean inattention in big things. More to come. We're going to be talking with Representative Mike Hebert in just a moment. This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm, and this is Vermont Edition. Today, we're talking about the announcement that Entergy Corporation made that it is going to shut down and decommission the Vermont Yankee nuclear plant. We're taking a lot of emails and Facebook posts from you. You can share your thoughts with us by going to the Vermont Edition Facebook page. Got a lot of comments coming in there. Also at vpr.net, where you're going to want to stay tuned for all of our coverage over the next days and weeks. If you want to call us, our number is 1-800-639-2211. That's 1-800-639-2211. Phyllis says, I suspect Entergy regrets the day they bought this turkey. JX says, what's going to replace it? Nobody likes wind farms. Nobody likes Hydro-Quebec. And I suspect nobody is going to like solar after they start converting rolling green pastures into solar farms. Well, we are going to be talking in a couple of minutes with Green Mountain Power's Mary Powell about how this affects the New England grid and Vermont's energy portfolio. But let's turn now to Vernon Representative Michael Hebert. Representative Hebert, nice to talk with you. Thanks for making the time on this day.
It's nice to talk to you.
How has Vernon been preparing for the possibility of this announcement?
Well, over the years, Vernon has tried to develop some reserve funds, but we've always looked at the future and staffing in town and staffing at the school and what the impact of the plant would be. So I think we may be better prepared than other towns in the county. There's been definitely a lack of preparation over the years for the inevitable closing of Yankee, whether it was last year or it's going to be in 2014 or it was 20 years down the road. There needed to be significant planning that wasn't done.
So what now then? What now for Vernon now that you have this announcement in place in terms of the planning? If it wasn't done before, it sounds like you're going to have to be ramping up over the next year and a half.
Well, we'll repeat some of the process that we do. We look at the school. We do an analysis of how many Yankee employees reside in town, how many of the students are associated with Vermont Yankee, the parents are there or something like that, and then look at that, how that affects our staffing. And on the town side, I believe they'll be looking at the same scenario. You know, once these folks, if they leave and put their homes on the market, you know, what it does to the market, what it does to property values. So there are a lot of impacts that we have been looking at. And I've been in contact with the speaker, and we've spoken about just getting together to talk about what the legislature could do to mitigate some of the impact. And I'm sure the governor in the past has spoken about that. So now, you know, he'll have to step up to the plate and come through with some sort of economic incentives or something for the area.
Do you have a specific request for the legislature? You said you've spoken with Shap Smith, Speaker of the House, and you're looking to the legislature to make some moves come January. Do you have anything specific?
Well, I think one of the things I will discuss with him, we didn't have a long conversation, but one of the things I'll discuss with him is some sort of a tax break that we had gotten when Act 60 passed, whereby because we took a significant hit on our educational share, that we had a discounted statewide property tax. And I would hope to do that same thing for the town side at this point, because this is going to be a substantial hit to the grand list. And, you know, we'll be impacted more, obviously, than having any town. But also we need to do an analysis of statewide impact, in that the significant amount of money that Yankee puts into the education fund, how that'll affect other towns. I think it'll probably cost other towns significant amounts of money when you do a common level of appraisal and you get all that sort of thing done and equalization. You know, this can do nothing but increase the statewide property tax.
Yeah, and the actual loss of the plant itself, the loss of those jobs, I mean, you're talking here about a tax base that certainly is going to be affected if people leave, if their property values, you know, if they leave their homes.
Right.
What else about Entergy, though? Are you going to be working with Entergy to try to mitigate some of the damage that having a huge business interest like that in town, the loss of that's going to cause?
Well, Vernon's always been fortunate. We've always had an excellent relationship with VY, and then when Entergy took it over, we had an excellent relationship with them, and I don't see any reason that will not continue. Over the years, they've been very, very helpful to the community on a number of issues. They were very quick to call me and let me know what was going on. And that's always been the case. They've been very open with us.
When did they call you? Did you hear before the staff?
I'm not sure exactly the timing, but if I didn't hear before, I heard it certainly at the same time.
Okay, because Bill Mole said they talked to the staff at about 8:30 this morning.
Right, and I heard it about 8:31, 8:29, somewhere in there. So, yes, I was getting a call at the same time they were receiving the news. And I'd like to speak a little bit about the employees. I mean, you know, you have 630 employees there who are very dedicated people. But it's not just the economic loss. We're going to have a significant loss in volunteers in our communities. A significant portion of our ambulance service is serviced by volunteers from VY. Certainly, our volunteer fire department is... Membership is staffed heavily by VY employees. We have an excellent program, a Big Brother, Big Sister program between the elementary school and VY. All those sort of intangibles that, you know, they kind of get lost in the background of the big picture. But certainly, you know, mentors, volunteers, people that have helped students with math problems, things like that. Those types of brain drain will occur also. And that I think, is... devastating the community also.
That's Vernon Representative Michael Hebert reminding us of some of the human costs of decommissioning the Vermont Yankee nuclear plant. Representative Hebert, thanks for speaking with us.
Well, thank you. Have a good day.
We are talking today about the announcement that Entergy Corporation made today that it will shut down and decommission the Vermont Yankee nuclear plant. David in Windsor says this is good news. I'm not anti-nuclear, but I think that plant was old and Entergy can't be trusted. The plant is as old as I am and I'm falling apart big time. Amanda says there's so much controversy on both sides of the argument. I'd love to learn more. I like going green, but what will happen to the people? Maybe this will wake people up to their energy consumption. Let's turn now to Mary Powell, Chief Executive Officer of Green Mountain Power. We should mention she's also on VPR's board of directors. Mary Powell, thanks for speaking with us today.
Oh, my pleasure, Jane.
So we've talked a little bit about what this might mean for the town of Vernon. Governor Shumlin talked a little bit about what this might mean for the state of Vermont. Green Mountain Power doesn't buy any power from Vermont Yankee any longer. So does this alter Vermont's power supply in any way?
No, not really, Jane. I mean, you got it correct, which is we have not purchased electricity from VY since March of 2012. So therefore, there really will be no impact on our customers. We've been very successful meeting our goals of providing customers with low-cost, low-carbon, reliable electricity, and we're going to continue to do that whether or not VY is operating.
Can you help people understand a little bit, though, how this might have an impact on the New England grid in general? Vermont doesn't buy any power from Vermont Yankee at present, but Vermont Yankee is an important part of the New England grid.
Yeah, Entergy said their decision to close the plant was based on financial reasons, and a lot of that was because of the price, the market prices in New England. And in fact, market prices now are about 4 to 5 cents per kilowatt hour. I think the last best offer we got from Entergy, that was public was about 6.1 cents. So I think that really speaks to how hard it is for them to be economic in this market. We don't see at this point that there will be a material effect from a market perspective. The other area we really care a lot about, of course, is reliability. And I know that Velco worked very closely with the New England ISO back in 2010 on a Vermont, New Hampshire needs assessment to make sure that we were going to be okay from a reliability perspective, if the plant were not to operate in the future. And I think there were some projects that were built as a result of that, and the assessment is that there will not be an impact on reliability, and we're not seeing a market impact either.
So there's no sense that taking Vermont Yankee offline could destabilize the New England power supply, could destabilize the grid, or could cause problems in terms of other states needing to quickly get some power contracts in place that could then have an impact on Vermont?
No, the New England market is really large and complex. There's a lot of players, a lot of generators from all over New England. And, while Vermont Yankee was a decent size, the reality is to really make a significant impact on this very big market, that is not likely given the size of Vermont Yankee. That is certainly our team's assessment. The market is also very low. Our portfolio, though, back to us, our portfolio is in really good shape. I mean, we have a significant portion of our portfolio that is related to Hydro-Québec. We did strike an arrangement with Seabrook nuclear plant to ramp down our dependence on nuclear over a period of time with a very cost-effective contract with Seabrook. We also have 32 different hydro units that are working in the state and, our two wind projects. So we're really in a good position. The opening that we have in the market is really one that we appreciate. It's of a small scale, so it really allows us to take advantage of some of that 4 to 5 cent energy I was talking to you about. Overall, we do feel our customers are in a really good position.
That's Mary Powell, CEO of Green Mountain Power. Mary, thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you, Jane.
We are talking about what happens next for Vermont with the planned now shutdown of Vermont Yankee Nuclear Plant. Ron in Montreal says Entergy will stick us with the cleanup bill. Where are they going to put the spent fuel rods? I bet you $100 they're going to leave them there for us to worry about. I say shut them down now so they can't take any more money and have one of their employees do something criminal and stupid because they're now out of a job. I haven't heard anything along those lines from Entergy employees at this point. Scott says shutting down Vermont Yankee and other similar power plants is short-sighted. It seems crazy to shut down a functioning power plant. It'll never be replaced. Where will the replacement power come from? New York City wants to shut down the Indian Point power plant and then import power from Canada and run a power corridor through my neighborhood. That is not acceptable. Use local power plants. So Scott saying this is a short-sighted decision to shut down Yankee. We're going to talk in a couple of moments with the Attorney General Bill Sorrell. We're also going to be hearing from the Nuclear Regulatory Commission about how exactly the commission oversees decommissioning of nuclear power plants. You're listening to Vermont Edition. This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm, and today we're spending the hour focused on Vermont Yankee and what the now planned shutdown of that plant might mean for the state, for the people who work in the Vernon area, for the future of our power grid, and for legal maneuverings. And on that point, let's turn now to Attorney General Bill Sorrell. Attorney General Sorrell, thanks for being on the program.
Oh, happy to be with you, Jane.
So we heard from Vernon Representative Mike Hebert that he got the news at about 8:31 or 8:32 this morning. When did you get the news?
Well, I have to confess that I'm on vacation, quite frankly, from about 7:45 to 9:45 this morning. I was in a kayak on Lake Champlain, and so when I got to shore, I saw that my cell phone had about a zillion messages, and my vacation day went away.
Yes, absolutely. You know, we spoke with you just a couple of weeks ago when Vermont had a split decision, but fairly negative for the state on the appeals process in the legal maneuverings that we were already in on Vermont Yankee. So what does this mean for our legal process now in terms of court cases?
Well, there are several ongoing. Actually, just today, we're arguing a case before the Second Circuit Court of Appeals in New York City, an Entergy appeal of a decision in the state's favor on a tax, a new tax that was imposed by the legislature on Vermont Yankee. So we won at the trial court level, and Entergy appealed that one, and the case was just argued today in New York. There's also the Public Service Board proceeding on whether Entergy was going to get or receive a certificate of public good for continued operation for 20 years. That has been going on for a long time. The evidence is all in that case. I think some written submissions from legal counsel from on the part of all the parties to the proceeding are due in a couple of weeks, and a decision by the Public Service Board, we don't know for sure, but it's likely to be either late this fall or early or sometime this fall or shortly after the first of the year. A question that arises is Entergy going to, on its own, communicate with the Public Service Board and change its current petition for a 20-year license or relicense to something that just goes through 2014. And then independently, a question is whether Vermont, through our Department of Public Service, will be changing position, but my guess is that the Public Service Board is unlikely to want to be taking the time to issue a decision on a 20-year relicense if the petitioner is already saying that it only wants to operate for another year plus. So,
well, and we spoke with the Public Service Board this morning, and they said they can't take it off their docket until Entergy requests that. So at the moment, they have it as an open docket still. And while we have you on that, Attorney General Sorrell, Nancy's calling in from Putney. Hi, Nancy. Go right ahead.
Hi. I'm a business owner in downtown Brattleboro, and I just wanted to say that I feel very strongly that the Public Service Board should continue what they're doing and deny Entergy a certificate of public good to continue operating any longer than few months that they have left, because and they should be closed down now as far as I'm concerned, because I think the safety issues are going to get to be more acute over time as Entergy pulls away from maintaining this plant. And it was already old and dangerous. So,
yeah, Nancy, I take your point, and let's put that to Bill Sorrell while we have him on the line. Bill, we've heard that from a couple of people now saying shut it down now, or there are concerns about this wait.
I didn't mean to suggest that the Public Service Board wouldn't issue a decision. Entergy needs a certificate of public good to operate theoretically tomorrow in Vermont, but the question is whether Entergy will change its petition and not be asking for a certificate of public good for running 19 years from now, but rather just for the next year or so.
Which that it sounds like Bill Moll told us that is where they're headed. They probably will send. They will change that with the Public Service Board. There's no point in asking for a license extension beyond that.
But the Public Service Board still has a legitimate say about whether a certificate of public good should issue for the operation of Entergy between today and sometime in late 2014 when
they're
saying they're going to close down. The third big pending legal issue, Jane, of course, is the issue of the validity of the Vermont statute that gives our legislature a say on the continued operation of Vermont Yankee. And, you know, Entergy sued the state. The law was struck down at the trial court level. We just got a decision from the Second Circuit Court of Appeals that upheld the judge's decision striking down the law, but ruled in Vermont's favor that Vermont did not violate Entergy's constitutional rights. And we have about 80 days, roughly, plus or minus, to make a decision on whether to seek review by the U.S. Supreme Court of the Second Circuit's decision on the validity of the Vermont statute. And
In other words, Vermont still wants some clarity on what its rights are in these types of situations.
Exactly. And that's why, what Entergy announced today will be a factor as we're considering whether we should seek Supreme Court review. And when we talk to the governor and the Speaker of the House, Senate leadership and others seeking their input on that. But just the fact that Entergy is saying that it intends to shut down sometime in 2014, that doesn't mean it's the end of the story, and there's no way, no how, that we will seek Supreme Court review. But it's a factor we'll certainly take into account.
I've just got about 20 seconds left because we've got other people we've got to get to, but what about the state's legal obligations or legal potential in suing for extra decommissioning costs?
I think there are a lot of open questions about decommissioning and how long it's going to take, and if it's the fund is insufficient, what are Vermont's rights? The governor talked today about he's talked to the governors of New Hampshire and Massachusetts, going to be talking to the congressional delegation. Decommissioning, the timing of that, the adequacy of the funds, those are all issues going forward. And I was pleased to hear the governor say that the CEO from Entergy said that they hope to be using their lawyers less in fights with the state going forward. That's good news for me if it's true.
Yes, that certainly would be good news for you. Attorney General Bill Sorrell, thanks very much.
You're very welcome, Jane.
We're talking today about Vermont Yankee. Louise sent in this correction. Jane has made a serious mistake with respect to ISO a couple of times. ISO New England does not own the transmission system. It operates the system and runs the markets. The transmission system is owned by the transmission owners such as National Grid and Velco. Louise, thank you for making that clarification. Yes, ISO New England is the operator of the New England grid and ensures the day-to-day reliable operation of the bulk power generation and transmission system. The system itself, the grid, is owned by the transmission entities such as National Grid and Velco. Thanks for that clarification. And let's turn now to Diane Scrinchy. She's the Region 1 Public Affairs Coordinator for the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. The NRC, of course, is charged in overseeing decommissioning of nuclear plants like Vermont Yankee. Diane, thanks for being on the program.
You're very welcome.
When it comes to decommissioning a nuclear plant, just broad strokes here, what does that actually look like?
Decommissioning is dismantling and cleaning up the site. NRC regulations require that a company that operates a nuclear power plant remove residual radioactivity from the site. So it's to clean up the site from any radiation that is there because of operation, so that the license can eventually be terminated and the site can be used for other purposes.
So where exactly do the spent fuel rods go? Can you explain safe store and how spent fuel rods fit into all of this?
Yeah, safe store and spent fuel storage are two separate.
Yeah.
At other permanently shut down reactors, the fuel has been loaded into what are called dry casks and stored in a spent fuel storage installation on part of the site, and then the remainder of the site has been released for other uses. Safe store is kind of deferred dismantling. A nuclear facility is maintained and monitored in a condition that allows the radioactivity to decay, and then at some time in the future it's dismantled and the property decontaminated. So that's what safe store is.
And that's what Vermont Yankee and Entergy have said they plan to do, is to put that plant into safe store for now.
The regulations require that within two years after you permanently cease operations, that you submit to the NRC what's called a post-shutdown decommissioning activities report. And that would include the company's plans for decommissioning the site as well as a timeline for doing that. So they will have to formally submit that information to the NRC within 2 years of permanently shutting down.
We got a note from Alexandra who says, let us not forget that Vermont Yankee wants to put the plant into safe store, which could delay the actual dismantlement and site remediation for up to 60 years. Of importance is that this approach also vastly increases the likelihood that it will be taxpayers who will pay for the dismantlement and site remediation, as with passing years, the likelihood that Vermont Yankee's parent corporation, Entergy, will even be in existence. Diane Scrinci, can you help address Alexandra's concerns there that the state could be on the hook for this in the end?
The NRC regulations require that money be put aside for decommissioning activities. The companies are required to submit updates to the money that's set aside, provide us with updates periodically, and we do review those. A plant is allowed to take up to 60 years to decommission a site. I have seen where Vermont Yankee has said that they intend to go to safe store, but we don't know how long they intend to take until they do submit that post-shutdown decommissioning activities report.
We heard as well that in the decommissioning fund right now, there's about $580 million, and even Entergy says that's not going to be likely enough to actually cover the costs. So does the NRC have anything to do beyond what your regulations say for Entergy's fund in terms of making sure or working with the company to ensure that decommissioning is done under their dollar?
Plants have shut down previously before the end of their 40-year license for a variety of reasons, and have taken varying amounts of time to decommission and have used money from their decommissioning funding to pay for the decommissioning. Part of what SafeStore would, if the plant chose that option, that would allow them to accumulate more money into the decommissioning fund, as well as the radioactivity to decay away during that period of time. But we do hold the company responsible for the cost of decommissioning the site.
That is Diane Scrinci, the Region 1 Public Affairs Coordinator for the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. Thanks very much for talking with us today.
You're welcome.
And just before we go, very quickly, I want to turn to Richard Watts, director of the UVM Transportation Research Center and the author of Public Meltdown, The Story of the Vermont Yankee Nuclear Power Plant. Richard, we're hoping that we can have you on later to talk a little bit more expansively about the importance of Vermont Yankee in Vermont's history. But just if you have one thought here as we wrap up the show on what this announcement means for our future.
Thanks, Jane. Yeah, I do think there's an important symbolic moment here. This plant has been a core part of our infrastructure for more than 40 years. You know, it was built really in the heyday of nuclear power. One time there was going to be thousands of nuclear power plants, and And for 40 years, almost a third of our electricity has come from this plant. It's employed thousands of Vermonters and put hundreds of millions of dollars into the state's property and sales tax and income tax system. So it's been really an important asset. So this is a kind of a key moment, I think, to think about and to think about also the role that it's played in Vermont's history.
Well, and we're going to continue to look at that. As I said, Richard Watts, you wrote a book called Public Meltdown, The Story of the Vermont Yankee Nuclear Power Plant that has a lot of that history. We've had you on the show before to talk about that. And maybe as we look forward now and have a little bit of time to digest this announcement, we can have you on the program again.
Thank you, Jane.
Richard Watts, director of the UVM Transportation Research Center. He wraps up our thoughts today on the announcement by Entergy Corporation that it plans to shut down Vermont Yankee Nuclear Power Plant in Vernon at the end of this fuel cycle, which would be the end of 2014, and begin decommissioning the plant. We've had a lot of reaction today. VPR will continue to look at this story. Stay with us at vpr.net and in our newscasts. And you can continue to share your thoughts with us on the VPR and Vermont Edition Facebook pages. That'll do it for the show today. Tomorrow, we're going to focus on how Vermont is doing 2 years after Tropical Storm Irene. Many of our rivers and streams are still recovering, and there's been a lot of construction to get our roads, culverts, and stream beds back into shape. But how prepared will we be if another big storm hits? We'll get an update on the state of our rivers and roads tomorrow. Our program is produced by Patty Daniels, Rick Sangari, and Sage Van Wing. We have production assistance from Tim Johnson and Annie Russell. Peter Biello directed the program. Our executive producer is John Van Hoosen. And our theme music was composed by Grace Potter and the Nocturnals. I'm Jane Lindholm. Thanks for listening.